Hype Network presents.
Listen early to an extended and ad-free cut of this episode by supporting us on Patreon. Pledges help us improve the show and produce more seasons. Just go to patreon.com/480tvpodext.
It's 480 TV Pod.
Hype Network's 482nd TV After Show Podcast.
I am CK of Sustainer Rumble.
And I'm Rico.
And we just watched The Last of Us Season 1 Episode 5, which is Endure and Survive. Did I get that correctly? Endure
and Survive.
Yeah, I forgot about the hand signals, but yes. You know, I'm not sure if everybody can actually see because basically everybody's just listening to this episode and not seeing any video, but I just did the hand gestures. My alternate title for this would be Bloated.
Bloated.
Further context later on, we'll talk about it. So this episode covers the chapters 4 to 5. So basically the latter half of Pittsburgh, and now we see Joel and Ellie trying to find a way to escape Kansas City, together with the help of Sam and Henry. And of course, we have been introduced to Sam and Henry. We know Sam, of course, no, Henry first. Henry, the older brother. And then Sam, who happens to be a deaf kid. And that is really where the hand gestures come in. Number one, I would just like to say that a lot of people are starting to really realize how good the game was. Just depending on what they see in the show, because I've been seeing a lot of posts from my friends telling that they really wanted to play the game because of how much action-packed and how dramatic the show was. And number two update is I saw a post about the showrunners banning the word zombie in the set of The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Which goes back to my... which goes back to my point in episode 1 when we did this review. These clickers, they're not essentially zombies. They're not dead. They're not hosted by some virus. They're hosted by some living microorganism, which is fungi. Zombie is not the correct political term. So we can call them just infected. So these are infected, not zombies. Again, for everybody, please don't use zombies. They're infected. If you wanted to get really more technical or more specific, they're called clickers. That's what they're called in the game. But we can just go with infected. Talking about the review, of course, we were introduced with, like I said, Henry and Sam. So now they're together with Joel and Ellie. And now they're runaways. Henry, cutting a deal with Joel, basically saying that, okay, I know the ways. You are the muscle. We work together. We get out of this. We're done. We're good. We're clear. We're all safe. And we also see Kathleen being just a boss. We also heard about her brother, who happened to be the leader of the resistance before he died. And apparently right now, Kathleen assumed the position, and based on one of her generals, you know, one of the henchmen, she's actually doing a great job. She was able to cause a lot of changes, which we haven't seen, of course, because I don't think we are in that pace of the story where we have to like really go deeper into the details. But all we know is she was able to make some changes, and now uprising, the anarchy, the, you know, the resistance itself is now ruling over Kansas City.
Well, actually, what we see for the most part of this episode is the backstory of what happened with the resistance, Fedra, and how Henry and Sam are implicated in this whole story. We know from the last episode that they were being hunted down by Kathleen and her group, but we didn't really know why. So a big chunk of the start of this episode was about that. So we see the story of Sam and Henry, and we see why Kathleen, who actually shot the doc from the last episode, you know, apparently he was helping Sam and Henry escape, and also find out that Henry actually plays a pivotal role in the revolution, or in what the resistance was able to achieve, because he actually killed the brother of Kathleen. Posited, or it showed us how important Henry and Sam were in the story, because Henry only killed brother of Kathleen, the leader of the resistance, because he was looking for a cure for Sam. And so Sam's survival, or the need for Sam to survive, is what ultimately caused the the overthrowing of Fedra.
Actually, you know what? Henry and Sam, if I recall correctly, they came into the game for the reason that Henry and Sam, both of them were runaway. They were definitely running away for safety because apparently they came from a group from somewhere else and now they entered Kansas City and now they're looking for refuge because apparently all of their mates, their group mates, while looking for food, all of them were gunned down by the resistance, which apparently is under Kathleen's. But of course, we don't know. We were never introduced to Kathleen in the game. And now,
right.
they're looking for companions. They found Joel and Ellie, and now they connive, and they are now working together to help each other escape. True to the game, Henry is just happy that, you know, happy seeing Sam finally smiling after a long, long time. Because, of course, he found a new friend. And of course, Ellie, finding someone who she can actually speak with, because at this point, they're still not cool, you know, with Joel. I mean, it's still hard to distinguish if he sees Ellie more than just a cargo. Yeah, I mean, that said, of course, they were able to go through the tunnels, which is also kind of true to the game, because it's true that there was a bunker. In the sewers, there were some people who tried to hide underground and live there, but when they got there, people weren't there already because all of them have already turned. One of the reasons why this story, even though albeit is an infected story, maybe a lot of people would say, okay, it's just another zombie story. It's not that. It's elevated. It's complex, and that
It's a story of the human race.
Yeah.
In this setting, not just a bunch of zombies walking around.
And that made the game very lovable as well. And that is why the show is turning out to be lovable, even for non-gamers, because they see, okay, this is actually conflicting. And of course, ending, Sam was apparently bit by a clicker. But Henry would point the gun at Joel, telling him, okay, don't shoot. Because it's my brother. But then eventually he was also the same person who killed. So basically,
he realized, and then also
true to the game, after he did that, he kind of realized that he might have done the wrong thing. Like, what did I do? What have I done? I killed my brother.
Yeah, which is crazy because he fought. He actually betrayed his mentor from the previous episode. He explains that he betrayed his mentor, the brother of Kathleen, to save Sam, and now it's in his hands that he also dies.
Exactly. And thank you everybody for listening. My Instagram is ck.asinas. That's ck.asinas.
And mine is soyrico soy milk.
And that's it. Thank you everybody for listening and keep safe.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed.
Goodbye.
For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network.